All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I am super excited to have a special guest on the show, Dan Barrett with AdWords Nerds. Dan, what is going on, my friend? How you doing?
Not much. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here. I'm pretty pumped to finally, we finally get to chat, meet each other. So this is exciting.
This is going to be an exciting show, guys. You've got two marketing nerds inside of different silos in real estate investing, and this is going to be a banger of an episode. So get ready to take some notes. If you're driving right now, I wouldn't say pull over, but just make sure that you take notes later, just go back to the office.
Slam your emergency brake on in the middle of the highway and do like one of those Tokyo drift things into the side, and it's going to be
Channel your inner Dominic Toretto, guys. This is the time to do that. All right, cool. So no, for real though, this is going to be an exciting episode. I'm super pumped to have Dan on the show. He is with, like I said, AdWords Nerds, and they help specifically real estate investors with their online presence, digital marketing, and bringing leads in through those sources. And we're going to have him talk about that just a little bit today. But before I get into it too, I want to make sure you guys like know anything that we talk about on the episode. There's going to be quite a few resources we'll talk about here because Dan is just a wealth of knowledge and has a lot of stuff that's out there. And so anything that we talk about here is going to be linked in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, it'll be in the show notes section at reimarketingweekly.com. So make sure you go check that out. But he's also got a podcast that I am super into and I listen to pretty much every episode that comes out called REI Marketing Nerds. And it's a perfect complimentary show to my show as well, because it's mostly you on there. And then this one, I have guests that are on the show. So it's a great complimenting show.
I cannot tell you how nice it is to actually have like other people to talk to about this stuff just in general, because I don't know about you, like I'm still at the phase of my career where like, you know, like I'll go to like a family thing and they'll be like, so I still don't know what you do. And I'll tell them like every year. And then every year I come back and they're like, I still don't understand what it is. And so it's like, I'm just in this zone where anytime anybody asks what I do, I'm like, I work in computers. And that's all I say. And they're like, got it. So like
that's hilarious.
Talk shop with anybody, like whether it's an investor in the market or whatever, it's awesome. So this is a
treat. That's going to be great. That hits home to me. I was actually just at my high school 10-year reunion this past weekend, and everybody's like, so what is it exactly that you do? And I'm just like, I'm a marketing agency for real estate investors. And that's it. If they want to learn more, then I would go into conversation, but that's it. But yeah, I feel you there, man. So it's great. But you guys, seriously, listen to the REI Marketing Nerds podcast if you don't already. You cover so many different topics and it's just super informational and educational. But you know, when it comes to podcasts, you're going to get a lot of different information from a lot of different people, but a lot of times it's good to listen to the people that are actually doing the practice, right? So if you're a real estate investor listening to other real estate investors talk about marketing, they may be really, really good at marketing, but you also need to listen to service providers such as like what Dan has. And I also think of Trevor Mock with Investor Carrot and those guys. He's got the Carrot Cast and great resources to be able to learn more and go deeper into a specific topic inside of marketing. And that's essentially what's going to put you above the top of the rest of the competition, especially in your market. So before we get into it, Dan, do me a huge favor, just spend, 60 to 90 seconds introducing yourself, talking about some of the things that you got going on, maybe, drop your website. We'll also give you the opportunity for people to connect with you after we're done talking about the topic, but just who you are, what you do, a little bit about your background.
Yeah. Well, thanks. So like you said, I run AdWords Nerds, which is at adwordsnerds.com. You know, we do online marketing for real estate investors. When we started off, I was doing just Google ads for real estate investors. That was all I was doing. Since then, we've kind of expanded to do, you know, Facebook and SEO and web design and social media management. We do Microsoft ads. But basically, the idea is if someone's searching online for, you know, to sell their home and we think they're going to sell to an investor, we try to put our clients in front of that person and get them the lead. And that's basically the entire job, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. My background was, I was actually an educator. I was certified to teach. I was doing my student teaching in history at the high school level. So I was teaching a class on the African-American experience, because who better to teach the African-American experience than me? If you're listening to this, the whitest person you could ever possibly imagine. So anyway, you know, I was doing my best, and, you know, teachers in America don't get paid super well. And I started freelancing just on the side to make some extra cash. And I think my first year freelancing, doing web design and stuff like that, I made more than I was going to make like 4 years in as a teacher. So I just kind of made the jump to doing it on my own, and never really thought I was going to get into business. You know, built a team. Right now we're a team of 8. You know, I started working with real estate investors because I met some really wonderful real estate investors that I still know to this day. In fact, actually my first client ever was Dan Schwartz, now of Investor Views, who at the time was just, you know, an investor in Baltimore. And, you know, it's just been, I don't know, it's been a wild ride. It's like when we started, there was basically like one day, like Sean Terry was doing Google ads and talking about it, and that was it. And so I got the opportunity to be kind of on the ground floor of an industry moving into that online space, and really got to develop a lot of, you know, what is now best practice, sort of came out of just, well, how do we make this work? How do we make this work? How do we make this work? And it's still like that to this day. It still feels new to me every day. Everything's always changing. I mean, if you listen to the podcast now, you're talking about people who are doing it every day. Like, I believe very strongly, right? Like, I teach what I do every day, right? So I try to be in constant contact with reality. And so if you listen to my podcast now, last couple episodes of the podcast have been me being like, so what do you do when everything's changing? Because everything is changing right now online. It's a massive transition. I think right now we are in the middle of a massive shift in how those online lead systems work and how they interact. Yeah. And so that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm working on. And that's what I talk about. And, it, you know, I've always said, like, I love working on complicated problems. And that's all this ever is every single day. So I love what I do. So that's that in a nutshell. I hope that makes some sense there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you kind of wrapped it up with that conversation too, because you know, digital marketing, it changes all the time, and you just got to keep like that's what I tell Dan. That's what I tell people is my full-time job as a CEO of my company is R&D. Like, I'm just researching and developing everything. And we're primarily in the social media space. And so that's changing on a consistent basis. And so we're having to keep up with that. And that's kind of an element of marketing that a lot of people don't focus on is, you know, keeping up with that at all times, but test type of thing. But we don't want to go into that today. I got some really, really good questions for you that I want to dig into, possibly some myths to debunk about maybe specifically PPC and AdWords, but we might go in another direction at some point. Something I want to have a conversation about is, and we kind of hit on this before we hopped on, in the world of real estate investing, say somebody that's a wholesaler, they're generating leads, they're trying to, you know, bring motivated sellers in so that they can, you know, curate them and then close the deal, sell it to a fix and flipper, buy and hold investor, whatever it is. We're in a world today where like cold calling, text blasting, you know, direct mail is a really big one, obviously, but just the monotonous and driving for dollars where you have to have a physical person doing the action in order to generate the leads. So if cold caller number one is ill with COVID, for a week, well, that's, you know, all of those, you know, calls that are being missed that week. And so marketing is not happening because human A is not doing anything. In a world of that, why is it so important for real estate investors to go hard at PPC or even anything that has to do with SEO to build their credibility on their website and stuff like that. I want to go into that a little bit because, you know, like we kind of made the joke, you know, real estate investors can be a little bit cheap sometimes and they want to make, you know, thousands and thousands of calls in order to generate a lead as opposed to spending a little bit more for a PPC lead and stuff like that. So talk to it, break that down for us. Why is it so important now more than ever to go deep into that side of digital marketing?
Yeah. So we'll make it even broader, right? Because obviously it's like our primary thing is PPC. That's what I love. It's what I like, but like, I'll back it up. We'll talk about, we'll include social, right? Which is what you do. We'll include SEO. We'll just talk about like online stuff in general, right? Mm-hmm. If you go back like 50 years, right? If you look at like, this is one of the things about pretty much any industry that you're in, but like every industry you're ever going to work in, people have amnesia about the stuff that happened like 10 years ago, right? So if you actually go back, you study the history of real estate investing as a business model through the people that taught it, you know, if you, you know, it's like one of my, the classics is like Carlton Sheets, right? If you were like of that generation that like got into real estate investing on tape, like a cassette tape, right? And you go back, you look at the people that taught that. Okay, that business model was dominated by a core concept. And the core concept was, what an investor is offering to the seller is new and it is different. And because it is new and different, all you have to do is tell the seller what it is that you do to essentially figure out if they want to work with you or not, right? So this was like, you go to a seller's got a problem, which is they need to sell it quickly, right? Maybe they don't want to sell to a realtor, whatever. Maybe the house has, you know, the classic situations, the house got damaged or whatever. And you say, listen up, I am a real estate investor. Here is what that means. I will buy your house for cash. I will buy it quickly. I'll do all the paperwork and you can walk out of here a free person and it's going to be super convenient. And they would be like, wow, mind blown, right? Mm-hmm. That is the core understanding that underlies every single piece of real estate investor marketing, right? Like the most popular piece of marketing that real estate investors have ever done, they still do every single day. It's a postcard that says, I'll buy your house. That's what it is. It's a postcard that says, I exist. Here's what I do, right? This is my business model. This is what I do. This is a classic example. If you ever read Eugene Schwartz, who wrote Breakthrough Advertising in the 40s, I think 40s or 50s, whatever, right? It basically said, this is the base level of client awareness is they don't know that your business model exists. You got to tell them it exists, right? Yeah. I don't know that diet pills exist. And you say, hey, diet pills exist, sale, right?
Yeah.
Now what happens is over time, when industries that are at that base level of awareness become more competitive, you end up getting a situation where it is no longer enough to merely say, here's my business model, here's what I do. You have to say, here's my business model, here's what I do, and here is why I'm different from the other people in my industry, right? There becomes an issue of differentiation. Okay, if I'm the only cola in the planet, I basically say, it's a soda, it's called cola, it's awesome, you should drink.
Yeah.
But we're not in a world where there's only one cola. Instead, we have like 50 colas, and it's like, now I have to be like, I'm the cola for young people. I'm the cola for, you know, I'm like the cola with the real sugar. And so you need differentiation, right?
Yeah.
And so we're literally, real estate investing has had 50 years of this honeymoon period where there just weren't enough investors to start cannibalizing from each other.
Yeah.
But now you have not only millions, but like some markets where like, if you look
at it, it's about 20 times more than it was 10 years ago.
Exactly. Like you throw a rock, you hit three real estate investors in any direction. It's like, okay, now what's the classic story we hear is I went to the house. Like I had the appointment. I went to the house. They had a stack of postcards and they said, which one is yours? Right. It's like, okay, sweet. That is a different market. That is a market that is all about differentiation. So like, this is okay. It is a transition that needs to happen, but it's okay because every other industry, like almost every other industry you look at, has been in this situation for a long, long time. If you look at real estate agents, what do real estate agents worry about? They're not, I mean, maybe they're sending out postcards, but they're not sending out postcards saying, I'm a real estate agent. because you know a real estate agent.
Everybody knows.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead, it's about building a relationship over time, right? This is the classic marketing truism, which is who people do business with, people that they know, like, trust, okay? Investors have never had to worry about know, like, trust. What they've worried about is tell them you're a real estate investor. But now I've got the stack of postcards. So the question is not, do I sell to an investor? It's, why do I sell to you rather than to Zillow, rather than to Trulia, rather than to OfferPad, rather than to Opendoor, rather than to Knock, rather than to like whatapets.com or whoever else is going to offer to buy my house, a brand that I already know, already trust, and already like. So why you? And the only way you answer that question of why me, in my opinion, this is purely, now we're getting into purely my opinion, right? Yeah. My opinion is you answer that question by saying, because I've been around doing the work before this point.
Yeah.
So like, if you need to sell your house, you come to me because I'm your local guy. I've been around. You saw my face. You read a blog post. You saw me every week. I tweet out, you know, like whatever, housing market reports. It reminds me of, there's a guy in my area. I live in Connecticut. There's a guy in my area. Mm-hmm. Is like a local amateur meteorologist. And every day this guy is posting about the weather in Connecticut, just Connecticut weather. He's like a weather nerd. He's not affiliated with anybody. And my wife will only get weather reports from this dude. And so if this dude ever is like, hey, I'm starting a Patreon where I'm going to put up like a $5 weather thing, yeah, she'll buy it.
Yeah.
And she'll do that because that dude showed up and provided value day in and day out for years before he asked for anything. So that, when I talk about like the massive transition that we are all in, this is the massive transition. We are going from a marketing system that essentially has one, like one step in the funnel, which is you need me, you find me, that's it.
Yeah.
We are now extending that funnel far back in time and saying, before you need me, how do I find you? And that's where SEO comes in. That's where social media comes in. That's where PPC can come in. All these things are critically important. Not only that, I mean, and I'm an online marketing person, you are too, but like, this is where, by the way, sponsoring your local softball team comes in. This is where putting the ridiculous magnet calendar that like the real estate agent always gives you comes in. This is why that stuff matters. And I just think it's like, if I could put anything in an investor's brain right now, it would be, if you want to be in business in 10 years and you don't want to have your lunch completely eaten by people with bottomless pockets filled with Silicon Venture money, the thing you need to do is start building relationships. I don't care how you do it. It could be locally, could be on the TV, could be on the radio, could be social media, could be video. Oh, video was amazing. I can see a face. I can get a sense of a personality, but like, however you do it, you got to do it. You have to do it. Does that make sense?
Oh man, that was a lot to unpack. That's something this is incredible because it's making my head spin. And it's so true that there's these levels of marketing that happen over time, and you never know what that amount of time is until it happens, right? So we didn't know that in the Carlton Sheets, Ron LeGrand days, that this was going to turn over. And now we're going to have this problem where there's too many people doing what we do and there's too many colas in the market. And so now we got to differentiate from each other. And how do we do that? Like, that's been the biggest question on everybody's mind, because you look at a market, sometimes I'll have a conversation with an investor, say they're in Tampa or whatever, and they're like, yeah, I'm doing the typical like cold calling and text blasting, direct mail, but I don't know why like I'm not getting deals. It's because you're all doing the same thing. You're doing the same exact method of marketing that everybody else is doing. And it's the same story. Like you said, they walk into the appointment and they got a stack of postcards. The seller says, which one is you? And now they're stuck. if they even ask that. And now they're stuck with like, well, X, Y, and Z investor offered me like 10K more than you did, so I'm going to go with them type of thing. Now you're right in those kind of battles, which that's just an uphill battle that you don't even want to fight through. So let's go in. I mean, so we have like 4 or 5 minutes. And so I want you to riff as hard as you can into PPC. We're going to get you back on the show because this, we did not have enough time here. So 4 or 5 minutes, the strongest info that you can give us about PPC for real estate investors. And if you can, like, if you can't give us too much, man, the last 10 minutes was gold. So let's hit it.
Well, I will give you, I think for me right now. So we were just talking about contact with reality, right? It's like, I'm doing the thing someone taught me and it's not working. It's like, well, I hate to break it to you, but that thing was from 1994, that list of stuff you're doing, right? And so there are a ton of coaches out there right now that are doing, they are also investing and they're doing the work, right? One of my clients, Mike Green's doing that. Tom Kroll, incredible person doing that, right? So it's like, they're teaching what's working right now. So it's just, you want to make sure whoever you're learning from, it's contact with reality. So I will tell you, for me right now, the thing that I am thinking about currently when it comes to PPC, right? Because we are in the middle of just technologically, there is a lot going on. There's a lot with privacy going on. There is a very strong push. I would say the only bipartisan political issue in the United States is that everybody hates big tech. Everybody hates, nobody likes Mark Zuckerberg. I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg.
Nope.
I love you, but nobody else likes you at all, right? So there's a lot of uncertainty in those spaces, and those companies are reacting by trying to head that trend off by sort of, you know, putting self-regulation in place. We saw iOS push through a whole bunch of privacy policy. It's Facebook last year had, or it was 2 years ago now, which seems wild to me, but, you know, like settled out of court with the ACLU, limited what real estate investors can do. So there's all these changes, right? And the way that I would tell people to think about it, because whatever I tell you about it specifically right now will be out of date by the time you hear this, right? It's just the way that it is. Everything changes so fast, right? So you need a mental model in order to think about it, right? And the way that I think about it is there is a, in sort of complexity theory or systems thinking, you can have four different types of systems, and everything is a system. Your body is a system, your relationship's a system, your business is a system, real estate market is a system, the country is a system, whatever. But there are only four basic types of systems. You've got clear systems, which are basically the cause and effect relationship is really easy to understand. I put a dollar in, I get $5 out. I turn the key in my car, car turns on. I put the car in drive, car goes forward. You know what to do in order to get the result. This is a world where there is best practice. If I want to drive fast in my car, what do? You push down the gas and you don't push down the brake and you go, right? And this is how most investors think online marketing works. Someone will come to me and they'll say, hey, how much money do I need to spend in my market in order to get 2 deals a month? And I'll say, I have no idea. And they'll be like, but I thought you'd do this full time. I'm like, yeah, that's why I have no idea. Actually, if I didn't know what I was talking about, I could probably tell you, right? Mm-hmm. Because they think it's a clear system. Put a dollar in, get $5 out. Now there is one step above a clear system is a complicated system. Complicated system is where you basically know what works, but there's a lot of context you got to take in place. For example, if I'm a kidney doctor, your kidney is complicated to me, by which I mean, I basically know how your kidney works. I went to school. I could cut it out if I needed to, right? I could give you medicine, right? So there is good practice, but not always best practice. Like, so for example, if I said, hey, if you should always take aspirin if you have a headache, that's not really true because if you're a baby, it'll kill you. So you got to know if you're a baby or an adult, right? So that's complicated, right? And usually online marketing is complicated. By which I mean, you got to hire an expert, right? This is good for me, but you know, it's for anything. You have a problem with your body, I go to the doctor, right? Mm-hmm. I got a legal problem, it's complicated, I hire a lawyer. They kind of know the rules, I don't. It's complicated, that's a complicated system. That's how online marketing normally works. But systems can switch. You can go from clear to complicated and complicated over to complex.
And a complex system is where the pieces in the system change the rules of the system itself. So for example, the stock market is complex. It is not complicated. Why is it complex? Well, it's complex because what you do affects what I do, and what I do affects what you do, right? So Warren Buffett, world's greatest stock investor of all time, value investor of all time, one of the most successful investors of all time, still loses money in the market all the time, because it's complex. There is no clear relationship of you put in a dollar, you get out five. Sometimes you get out five, sometimes you lose five, sometimes you get 100. So what happened in online marketing sometime around last year, I don't know if you guys lived through 2020, something, I can't remember what happened, but something happened in 2020 that made everything really weird. But anyway, sometime in 2020, where we had a pandemic and a global collapse and blah, 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 and the economy was exploding and everyone was, you know, we were hoarding toilet paper. Do you remember that? Because grocery stores weren't going to get food. And instead, what happened? Well, nothing really happened. And actually, the housing market got so aggressively overpriced, which is the exact opposite of what I expected, by the way.
Yeah.
Now we're in a situation where it's like, well, I thought I was going to put in one and I was going to get out two, but instead I put in one and I got out 100. And everybody is realizing that, swooping in, it's getting incredibly complicated. And you have these technological changes and these things are over here and I'm not sure what the law is going to do. And Zuck's over here doing this and Biden's over here doing this. And I don't know how long that's going to last. That's where we're at right now. And when you are in a complex system, complex situation, things are complex, you're not sure what the cause and effect is. Here is how you survive and how you thrive. This is how you do it. You use what I'm going to call a small and safe to fail probe. A small and safe to fail probe. What that means is you don't know how the system works, so you experiment with it. You put a little money over here, a little money over there. Never enough that if you lose it, you go out of business. Never enough so that if you lose it, you're gone. But enough so that you can get a sense of what's working and what isn't right now. Not 10 years ago, not 5 years ago, not in your friend's market, not with your friend's budget, for you right now. And if you can do that, you test a whole bunch of different stuff. Test video, test social, test postcards, test texting, text SMS, test whatever, right? Voicemail, whatever you gotta do, see what works for you in your market, not what I'm telling you is going to work, not what anybody tells you is going to work, what works for you in your situation, in your market. And if you can do that consistently without getting attached to any particular outcome, you can figure out what works, and slowly but surely you will move back to the merely complicated. And that is where you want to be if you want to make the most money long-term. Because I will tell you, all great historical disasters that are man-made, every single one, happens because people think it's complicated when it's really complex. Every single one. Does that make sense? That, I know that was a lot, but this is literally what I wake up thinking about every day. And it's what I go to bed thinking about. And
this is something you need to write a book on this stuff, man. Like, this is the delivery is incredible.
I will write a book.
The deliverable is incredible. And here's the thing, guys, like, this isn't, well, we're going to get Dan back on to talk about some really tactical and strategic things here on another episode, but these are conversations that nobody else in your market are having with themselves inside their company, with other people. These are the things that you have to understand about marketing. And like you said, I mean, everything that you talked about applies to anything you're doing in your marketing. We've hit on like cold calling and SMS and all that stuff. And it still applies to those type of things, not just PPC, not just Facebook ads. It's everything in marketing. And these are conversations that you need to be having with yourself, that you say, it's not just the fact that I take, you know, $10 here, I put it in and I'm going to get 20 back. It's not that simple, guys. You have to have, there's variables to everything. And I think the underlying factor here is to, you know, make sure that you have somebody that you can delegate doing these things to that are going to be able to actually crush it, like AdWords Nerds and Dan here. And this isn't a sales like podcast or anything. This is something that you absolutely have to digest and think about inside your business if you are going to stand out at any point in time in your market. Like, this is incredible. So that was a lot to digest, but it's a conversation that everybody that's listening, including myself, need to be having with us on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis when we're analyzing our marketing and figuring out is what we're doing working? And if it's not, then why? And these exact conversations that you're having are the things that we need to be thinking about. So, man, that was a slam dunk, grand slam, touchdown, whatever you want to call it. It's all the above. And man, I wish we had more time. That's right. I wish we had more time. But again, hopefully I'm going to get you scheduled to do another one here. I'm going to get you back on the show and eat up more of your time. Okay. But man, I appreciate you sharing everything. Yeah.
You let me go, man. That was great.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just gonna let him go. Like, I'm not even gonna ask questions throughout this episode. Like, he's just gonna riff. But Dan, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, I know you mentioned it earlier. We've got the podcast, we've got AdWords Nerds, and you know, a couple other resources you have going on. What's the best way for them to learn more about what you got going on, figure out how to connect with you, and take it from there? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I always say you could just go to AdWordsNerds.com. Typically what we'll do is if you want to hear what we're thinking, like, we will share basically with any real estate investor that is curious what we are working on, what we're looking at, what we think is working right now. You just go to AdWordsNerds.com, throw in your name, you can schedule a time and talk with us. We are very, very open. I will always say, no one needs to work with us. You don't need to work with us at all. All I really care about in terms of like showing up and trying to serve this community as much as possible is I try to share what I see is going on. I share what I think is important. And I think people can absolutely do this stuff on their own. If you want to work with someone like me, great. But I think everybody deserves to have this information. So I very much appreciate the chance to come on and talk with your audience, man. I really appreciate it. And we should do it vice versa. You got to come on mine now.
Yeah.
And we'll absolutely. Do it. We'll kind of do it in both directions. Cause I would love to pick your brain on video for sure.
So yes, absolutely. That is something I will talk about all day. Like, you went deep into that. I'm going to go deep. It's a video content, man. I appreciate it. And guys, make sure you do go check out AdWordsNerds.com. Make sure you check out the REA Marketing Nerds podcast as well. I know I've talked about that a little bit, but it's absolute, you cannot miss it. Just every single episode is a nugget there. So Dan, I appreciate you being on, man. Look forward to having you back again soon too. All right.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So today is the day that you're going to go get the REI marketing book. This is a book that has been out. It's about a 210-page book with strategies, tactics, and techniques of how the 37 of the top real estate investors run their marketing. Absolutely incredible gold mine that's inside of this. So make sure you go pick it up. REIMarketingbook.com is where you can go snag that for the low price of $8.97. And you are dropping into my marketing funnel. This is a marketing show. So I'm going to tell you about that because I'm going to remarket to you later. So don't be surprised when that happens. That's part of my funnel, guys. So make sure you go pick it up, but it's not a sales book, guys. This is jam packed full of stuff. So go grab it. REIMarketingbook.com. Thank you so much for listening today. And we will catch you guys on the next one. See you later.